Good morning and welcome to a business boo from my car in Cork as I travel to a business conference. I'm on my way to a business conference called Cork Meet. It's being held at the Little Island, Donegal Little Island, in the Radisson Blue Hotel. And this morning we have Sean Gallagher as a keynote speaker and we have George Hook as Master of Ceremonies. And I'm really looking forward to it. Especially because I have followed the fortunes of George Hook in particular quite closely over the last few years since I came back to Ireland from the UK. But I'd like to talk about one aspect of Cork Meet that I haven't really had a chance to think through fully. Cork Meet is a big networking event and many businesses come from many countries to it, and I think we have at least 400 companies in Cork at it. The interesting thing is that it's the brainchild and sponsored by Cork County Council. It's the other partner is Cork Chamber, the Chamber of Commerce in Cork, and the business network, local enterprise boards here in Cork. The media partner is the Examiner, the Irish Examiner, and also Newstalk National Radio. So it's in Irish terms, it's quite a significant event. And there is a great atmosphere at it. But there is an elephant in the room. Yes, that's the way I feel about it. I feel there's an elephant in the room, and the elephant in the room is Cork City Council. Now, for some reason that I cannot understand, the Cork City Council is not a co-sponsor of Cork Meet. Now, just to give those of you who don't know Cork at all a flavour of this, the event is taking place in a suburb of Cork, in effect. Now, it's geographically located in what is called Cork County, but to all intents and purposes, as far as the infrastructure of Cork is concerned, it is out on the outskirts of the city. And as far as I'm concerned, the place where it's being held is in the city. And even though the administration and political boundaries are different. So why isn't the city of Cork represented on the podium as one of the co-sponsors? This perplexes me because we need to join up our thinking in order to survive and thrive in this world. We really cannot afford to have boundaries which are unhelpful, getting in the way. And as far as I can see, it would be a much better thing if Cork City and Cork County got their act together as administrative and political units and got behind, fully behind Cork Meet. Now, I say this with all respect to Cork County and a place called Macroom, which is, again, several miles outside the city, but which has a e-commerce park there. And they have done a tremendous job in making this thing happen. However, I just find it strange and perplexing and slightly embarrassing to watch the event being sponsored and not have Cork City in there sponsoring it. The employees of the companies that are based in Cork, who are at Cork Meet, live in Cork City, many of them. Of course, they live out in places like Ballincollig, which is maybe 5 or 6 miles outside the city as well, and that's, again, technically in the county. All of these kind of political and administrative boundaries, do they really help business? Do those boundaries help business? What I think is really important is that they create boundaries within people's mindsets and they distract. And I would much prefer Cork to present itself to the outside world through the medium of Cork Meet, with the city and the county absolutely strategically lined up, ducks in a row. So no one mentions publicly the absence of Cork City from it. I am naive enough to not have a clue what the politics of this stuff is, and I have about zero interest in it. I am not going to spend energy trying to persuade people that the boundaries of the city need to change or that the boundaries of the county need to change. But what I actually think should happen is that there should be completely integrated planning of an event like this. The companies that come from France, Spain, Scandinavian countries, America, Canada, wherever they come from, Czech Republic, Slovakia, Hungary, all of these places that are present at Cork Meet, and I think all of those places I mentioned are there. All of these people will have zero interest in the boundaries and the internal affairs of Cork. As far as they're concerned, Cork is a normal small city, second city of Ireland, and they come here and they're delighted to have business opportunities here. But I'll bet you that some of them are saying to themselves, where is the city? And of course, if the city is not at Cork Meet, what are people saying about the city's welcoming business? And of course, you know, what would the city contribute in terms of value add to it? So I would, and I'm not calling on anyone in particular to do this, but I would like if the best brains, intelligence and passion in the city and the county collaborate. Now, collaboration is difficult. Collaboration is especially difficult for Cork, I think. It's not a place that has got a reputation yet for collaborating, even though there will be loads of small collaborations. But it's going to take some effort for Cork to have a reputation as a city that collaborates. And certainly, I think, looking ahead to 2011, it's time for a significant strategic shift in the relations between the sponsors of Cork Meet. Now, that will take a massive shift for the county, who have done so much already, to be generous enough to let the city in. But that's their business, and I'm not getting involved in that. But I want to say to you all, I'd like to have a debate with it. I'd like to hear the alternative point of view. I'd like to hear the argument that says, no, we must definitely make sure that this event is only sponsored by the county. So there we are. There you have it, folks. I'm live in Glanmire. I better declare an interest. That means I am an interested party. I live right on the boundary of the city and the county. So I'm a boundary man anyway in the way I behave. So I look both ways. So I look to all the relevant powers that be to consider the issue, and I think it really is the elephant in the room. Nobody mentions it, so I'm taking it out and saying, let's have a look, let's take the monkeys off our shoulders, and let's address this issue, and let's basically change Cork Meet for the better in the spirit of continuous improvement for the long-term future. Thank you very much. Goodbye.